The son did not know what the father was thinking about.
什么话也得, Abraham.
And so this very quiet Abraham.
预想, 今天他上去回去的时候,
must be imagining how he would return alone.
但他又不能把神要他做的事, 让这两个仆人知道,
but he could not let the servants know what he was about to do.
自己把水的苦吞下去, 就带着孩子走走走,
and so he has to suffer alone and bring his son along.
这是我的孩子,
this is my son.
是我所爱的孩子,
the son whom I love.
是应许的孩子,
the son of the promise.
是我的独生子,
my only son.
是神应许给我以后有千千万万代的后代的孩子,
to him God promised lots of descendants.
但是上帝的话, 原来出尔反尔,
but God may have gone back on his word.
一下子给我孩子,
he may have given us me the son.
长大, 很英俊, 很少年, 非常令人炫目, 这样好看, 这么年轻, 这么雄壮的青年, 叫我亲自把他献给上帝。
And now that he's grown and he's handsome and well built, God is asking me to sacrifice.
主啊, 如果你早, 要拿去, 为什么要给我呢?
Oh Lord, if you want to take him away, why do you give
主啊,
it to me?
如果你要给我, 为什么还要拿去呢?
If you want to give it to me, why do you take him back?
但是他也不问,
but he did not ask.
就是这样顺从,
he just obeyed.
虽然心灵这么顺从,
although he may have obeyed,
但是生理上,
but physically speaking,
心理上,
emotionally speaking,
思想上,
in his thoughts,
他的感情上,
in his emotions,
这是很难度过的一个关,
this must have been very difficult.
但是他静静地走走走,
but he walked quietly.
他想不到,
he was not aware of this.
以撒这个时候问一句话,
his son suddenly asked,
爸爸,
father,
我告诉你, 做爸爸的人, 给孩子讲, 爸爸, 心就软了一大半下去,
as a father, your heart will become soft when your child calls you that way.
火有了,
the fire is here.
刀有了,
the knife is here.
木材也有了,
the wood are here.
原来亚伯拉罕不是宠爱孩子过分的人,
Abraham was not a person who spoiled his son.
他叫他的孩子背所有的柴,
the son would have carried all the wood,
就啪,
and climbed the,
山的路,
and walked the mountains.
所以以撒背着柴爬山路的时候,
and so when Isaac was carrying the wood,
他没有埋怨,
he did not grumble.
我告诉你, 这样的孩子现在很难找到,
very difficult to find a child like this today.
背着柴,
carrying the wood,
跟老人家走,
walking with the old.
他没有问你今天有没有搞错啊,
he didn't ask the old person, are you sure?
你是不是摆了梦, 以为上帝的启示呢?
Are you a bit daydreaming about the revelation of God?
上帝献祭献什么呢?
What sort of sacrifice are we giving?
他跟妈妈一样,
like
有爸爸的信心, 有妈妈的理性,
he has the faith of the father and the reasoning power of the mother.
要献的是羊,
he knows that sacrifice should be that of the lamb.
带的是柴,
but he was carrying the wood.
带柴不带羊,
with the wood, there's no lamb.
结果献什么?
So what will we sacrifice?
烧不烧火柴给上帝吗?
Would you just sacrifice the wood?
所以他说爸爸,
so he said, father,
是的我在这里,
yes, my son,
爸爸,
father,
你刀带了,
you brought the knife,
你绳子带了,
you brought the rope,
你火带了,
you brought the fire,
你木材带了,
you brought the wood.
献祭的羔羊在哪里?
So where is the lamb of the
我问你,
sacrifice?
如果是你怎么回答呢?
If you were the father, how would you answer?
那这样就是你,
my son, you are the lamb.
讲得出来,
would you say it?
我相信如果他一讲, 以撒马上就眼睛睁大, 就逃走了。
I believe if he said that, Isaac will escape.
他要讲吗?
Would he say it?
讲叫做诚实吗?
Does that mean that he's being honest?
或者叫做傻瓜呢?
If, or just being a stupid idiot.
诚实跟傻瓜是不是堂兄弟啊?
Is the honest person a cousin of the idiot?
他不讲吗?
If he kept quiet,
不讲叫做不诚实, 或者叫做奥秘呢?
Maybe because it's dishonest or mysterious.
到底要不要讲呢?
So would he reveal the secret?
自己的孩子,
his own son,
过一不久就要被杀的孩子,
a while later he will be sacrificed.
最要害的问题问出来的时候,
ask him the most crucial question,
如同刀在割他的心里啊,
must have been knife cutting his heart.
我不知道如果我那时候我会怎么回答,
I don't know how I will answer.
等一下你就知道了,
yeah, we'll find out later.
且听下回分解,
I will tell you later.
我们再走吧,
let us just go for,
我那边有人卖羊的,
someone is selling land,
但是没有带钱啊,
we didn't bring money.
你要怎么回答, 很难回答,
how will you answer?
我告诉你,
I tell you this,
最后到上面去,
in the end when they reach there,
是没有羊的,
there is no land.
那要怎么办呢?
What will you do?
好在早发现,
but you discover earlier,
到哪边才发现, 糟糕忘记带羊,
if you discover you forget to
bring
the
land, 那回头躲下去就麻烦,
then it will be difficult to go back.
听说有一个故事,
there seems to be a story,
在美国有一个高楼70层,
In America, there's a building that's 70 story tall.
有两个房子。
There are two rooms there.
两个 apartment.
Two apartments.
但是他们是住在一个，有最开一个门，那么两个就可以进去。
There is access through one door.
所以呢，有一天呢。
So one day.
两个人一同去出门。
Two persons left at the same time.
一同回家。
They came back at the same time.
上去的时候。
When they went up.
那一天电梯坏了。
And the elevator was damaged.
糟糕了，才懊悔买太高。
Then they regretted buying such a high unit.
平常低楼比较便宜，高楼很贵，对不对？
Those at the taller unit would be more expensive.
登高看风景。
Because the scene would be good.
全天下都在脚下。
The whole world seems to be beneath your feet.
多么舒服，多么美啊！
Beautiful place.
等到电梯坏才知道多么高，多么难啊！
But when the lift is damaged, then you know that you have to climb a very tall place. So these two persons climb up the steps.
一面喘,
and they were panting.
一面想太高了,
they thought it's just too high.
今天一定要回家, 哪里有睡在路边呢?
But they will have to go home.
想个办法,
they thought of a method.
我们用讲笑话来解愁闷, 好不好?
They say, let us joke with one another.
你讲一个,
you tell me a joke.
我讲一个,
I tell you another joke.
比较容易过楼梯, 不是容易度日子。
Then it's easier as you climb the stairs.
好了, 他们就讲, 讲, 讲, 讲。
So they told each other jokes.
讲到六十八层的时候,
at the 68th story,
那个人说, 我讲最后一个笑话给你听。
One person said, let me tell you the last joke.
我的钥匙留在汽车没有拿。
I left the key in the car park.
他说, 蛤? 这是笑话。
This is a joke.
这是笑话。
Can this be a joke?
你知道我几岁爬回去再爬上来。你自己去好了。
You go and climb down yourself.
都可怕的事情。
This is a frightening
thing. 已经快要到了。
They're almost there.
发现钥匙没有带。
They discover the key is in the car.
不但最近有这样的事情发生。
Not only did this happen recently.
四千年亚伯兰有这个事情发生。
4,000 years ago, it happened to Abraham.
而亚伯兰静静的。
And Abraham kept quiet.
以撒发现的。
Isaac discovered.
羊在哪里？
Where's the lamb?
那一只羊在哪里？
Where is this lamb of sacrifice?
亚伯兰多么智慧！
Abraham was wise indeed.
在山上。必有预备。
He said, God himself will provide.
这又是信心的回答。
This is an answer of faith.
这是信心凯旋的宣告。
And this is a victorious declaration of faith.
这个信心怎么解释呢？不必问，就是有预备。什么？就是你。
He said, don't have to ask, there will be preparation.
很奇怪的。
So strangely.
以撒从小顺服习惯，也就没有问下去，他一直走，一直走。
Isaac was obedient from young, and so he just followed.
因为爸爸讲的，因为爸爸嘛。
Because the father says so, he must be right.
爸爸多么伟大！
The father is a great man.
爸爸信上帝这么久了。
He believed in God for so long.
我是跟他学习信上帝。
I learned from him.
我相信他吧。
So I believe him.
接着走。
And so he walked with them.
走到那个地方的时候。
When they reached the place,
以撒看来看去。
Isaac looked around.
呀，鸡都没有，牛羊也没有。
No cow, no chicken, no ducks.
到底什么叫做上帝的预备呢？
What is the preparation of God?
他来看看，不要再问了。
He wouldn't ask anymore.
看到一半的时候。
Halfway.
亚伯兰说：“不要东张西望。”
Abraham said, "Don't look around."
拿出来的柱坛。
Come out.
所以他们拿石头筑坛了。
They take the stone and build the altar.
筑完了以后。
After the altar was built.
还没有啊。
There are still no lamb.
预备也还没有啊。
No preparation.
他就看爸爸。
And he looked at the father.
爸爸看看。
The father looked at him.
说现在。
Now.
你爬上去。
Go up on the altar.
在柴上。
On the wood.
躺在那边。
Lie down there.
啊？
Sorry.
你叫我爬上去。
Ask me to climb up there.
躺在那边要做什么？
For what purpose?
你先躺就知道了。
Just lie down there, you know.
小孩子躺在那边。
And so the child lay there.
绳子拿出来。
The rope was stuck up.
就来绑下。
And he was tied up.
他知道完了。
And he knew that was the end.
所谓的有预备就是我。
And I am the preparation.
我告诉你。
I tell you this.
很多人知道上帝有预备，但是永远不是我。
Many people know that God will prepare, but it will not be me.
主是丰富的。
God is a God of abundance.
这个丰富一定从别地方供应。
The abundance must come from somewhere else.
主一定是有预备的。
God will surely provide.
预备一定别人牺牲，不是我。
The provide must be sacrificing by other people.
当神的旨意要做成的时候。
When the will of God is to be done.
突然间你发现。
Suddenly you discover.
你所祷告的答案就是你。
You are the answer to your own prayers.
那你预备好了没有？
But are you prepared?
我的妈妈。
My mother.
常常祷告。
Always pray.
世界很多人
that there are so many people in the world
没有信
they have no faith
需要福音
they need the gospel
求主兴起青年人做传道
may the Lord raise young people to be the preacher
祷告完了
she pray and pray
上帝的答案是什么
the answer from God
我垂听你的祷告
is that I have heard you
我兴起青年人做传道
I will raise the young to preach the gospel
这些我要兴起的青年 就是你的孩子们。
And I will raise the young from your children.
我妈妈吓了一跳。
And my mother was shocked.
主啊，我祷告求你兴起青年人，你说就兴起我的孩子。
Oh Lord, I pray to you to raise the young and you raise my children.
所以我的家。
So in my family.
自从父亲死了以后。
Since my father passed away.
经济消退下来。
We became very poor.
当我们一个一个长大的时候。
Till we all grew up.
每一个都有工作。
Every single one of us has a job.
每一个赚的钱都很多。
All of us made lots of money.
我十七岁赚的钱。
The money I made when I was 17.
是苏拉巴亚两百多万人口最大教会最多最大的牧师薪水的两倍。
Was twice as much as the most
the biggest church,
the pastor of the biggest church in Surabaya.
我的薪水他的两倍。
So I made twice as much as the pastor there.
每个孩子经济越来越好，越来越好的时候。
As all of the children become prosperous.
突然间在一年里面。
Within a year.
好几个兄弟奉献做传道。
All of us brothers give our life to be preachers.
妈妈要去念神学了。
All went to the seminary.
去念神学要用钱又不能赚钱。
And you have to give money instead of making money.
家庭的经济又在低落下来了。
And again the family faced poverty.
我的母亲开始紧张。
And my mother was anxious.
她说上帝啊。
She said, Oh God.
你呼召的是我家里这些孩子。
You have called all my sons.
要我辛辛苦苦把他养大。
But I have raised them so difficult.
他们现在可以开始做工了。
Now they can start working.
那你要叫把他们带去做传道人。
And you ask them all to become preachers.
那我要怎么办呢？
What will happen to me?
我的妈妈曾经祷告。
My mother once prayed.
主啊，不要所有都做传道好吗？
Oh Lord, not all my sons.
恳求你留一两个养我老啊。
Maybe one or two leave behind to take care of me.
三十三岁，辛辛苦苦把他们养大，那如果没有人养我老怎么办呢？
I'm 33 years old. I brought all of them up, so someone must take care of me.
做传道大概会穷的。
Preachers probably will be poor.
他就祷告。
So she prayed.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
上帝没有给我的母亲再穷下去。
God did not allow my mother to continue to be poor.
我们兄弟做传道，有人在美国，有人在台湾，有人在印尼。
As brothers, we all become preachers. Some in America, in Taiwan, in Indonesia.
轮流欢迎他，这里走，那里跑。
And so we took turns and we welcomed her into our home.
上帝给她年老的时候，
When my mother was old,
充满喜乐，
God allowed her to be filled with
joy, 看见神的工作，
that she can witness the work of God.
真的在耶和华山上是有预备的。
Because he prepared it upon his own mountain.
你不明白这个预备是外面来的，或者从我里面挖出来的。
And you are not sure whether it will come from externally or from internally.
亚伯兰说不管。
Abraham said, doesn't matter.
照你的话，
based on your word,
你把你的儿子。
Use your son,
你所爱的
the one whom you love,
你的独生子
your only son,
你的以撒
your Isaac,
献给我
sacrifice him to me.
所以他就把以撒绑起来了
And so he bounded Isaac.
以撒太乖了好像你们新加坡人开车一样乖
Isaac is very obedient like Singaporean drivers.
我看你们开车三条路这边两辆车中间十八辆这边三辆车有的人就在十九辆等
In Singapore, everybody is very orderly.
你们不会跑到那边去的。
They won't go to the other lane.
你到印尼坐我的车看看哦。
In Indonesia, if you travel in my car,
那边这边三辆，那边一辆，飞，我就跑到那边去。
I will just cut the lane.
就是灵活的，忽然怎么样就怎么样。
Very dynamic.
就是这样的。你们跟李光耀训练到很乖很乖。
They are all very well trained.
所以你们回去每一个人都改名叫以撒。
So you should call yourself Isaac.
叫你做祭坛
ask you to build an altar you build an altar
叫你上去
ask you to go to the altar you went to the
altar 把你绑住
tie you up
你就绑住
you just keep quiet
你只说凡事谢恩凡事谢恩
be thankful in all things
以撒没有说你把我带到这里来杀我你这个什么爸爸我走就跑下去
Isaac did not protest not to hear
以撒如果跑下去要不然一定追不来因为年轻嘛对不对
Abraham will not be able to catch him
我下去告妈妈，你这个坏爸爸！
I'll go back, complain to my mother.
辛苦生我，你就杀我。
How can you kill me after so many?
一个生一个杀，你怎么好？
One gave birth and one killed.
以撒没有讲啊。
But he did not do any of this.
他相信神向爸爸显明的要求一定是对的。
He believed that what God has revealed to his father must be right.
很少人讲以撒。
Very few people preach about Isaac.
连圣经都很少提以撒。
The Bible doesn't talk about him too much.
以撒有很多可以谈的事情。
But there are many things about him that we can talk about.
接下去呢？
And then?
亚伯兰也没有看见羊。
Abraham did not see the lamb.
也没有看见什么预备。
Did not see anything prepared.
上帝要的就是我把我的拿出来。
God wanted what it was from me.
每一个人要记得。
All of us must remember this.
真正的爱主，不要盼望别人替你做事。
If you really love the Lord, do not hope that other people will do your work.
真正的爱主，你自己的拿出来。
If you really do love the Lord, then you take from yourself.
我上个礼拜大概对你讲了。
Last week, I think I said.
我在印尼等了50年。
In Indonesia, I waited 50 years.
没有一个好的音乐厅。
There was no good music.
政府从来没有出钱。
The government will not pay for it.
所以我就一定要做一个音乐厅。
And so I decided to make one.
而且是全世界华人教会旁边一个好的音乐厅。
To build a good music concert hall beside a Chinese church.
那么我也不能叫会友说你们出钱建一个音乐厅，他是来信主的，他不是来懂得什么叫文化使命的。
I cannot ask my congregation because they are here to for the gospel, not for cultural mandate.
所以这一生我布道得到的存的东西全部要拿出来。
And so now I will take every of my saving into this.
不是 my saving.
The things that I gained from the preaching.
就是从布道团在印尼领受的许多的钱都要拿出来。
And all the donations that the ministry has received in Indonesia.
也不是 donation， 没有人 donation。
OK，
是说所有奉献。存的不是我的，我不是懂那些，就是我工作果效领受，我没有拿。
Oh, the fruits of the labor and the work that we have done.
我要拿出200万出来。
I have to take out $2 million.
不是 take out， 就差不多完了，就是那个。
$200 million.
200万美金呢、啊、
？US dollar.
所以你们奉献建堂多少钱？我不知道，你们奉献是少得不得了。
And so your offering is actually very minuscule.
如果没有别的来源呢
？If there are no other sources,
从你的肚子挖出来吧。
You take it from your stomach.
你一生的果效挖出来。
From the work of your life.
我们说我们爱主，真的吗
？We say we love the Lord. Is it real?
我们为主牺牲，真的吗
？We want to sacrifice for Him.
我们舍己，真的吗
？Self-sacrificing, is it true?
我们的理论高过我们的实际。
Our theory is often better than our action.
我们对别人要求高过对自己的要求。
Our demand towards others is higher than our demand towards ourselves.
孔子说：“君子求诸己，小人求诸人。”
Confucius said the true gentleman will demand of himself, but the despicable person demands of others.
我们可以吃最简单的东西，然后把钱存起来做上帝的工作呢
？Can we eat the simplest meal and save money for the work of God?
我们可以自己受苦不用钱，在困难的时候尽量节省，然后存钱做上帝的工作呢？
Can we save and suffer ourselves so that the money can go for God's work?
这个孩子是独一的孩子、啊。
This was the only son.
只有一个孩子。
Only one.
杀吧。
Kill him.
所以亚伯兰把刀拿起来。
And so Abraham raised the knife.
他就把独生子杀了。
And wanted to slay his son.
这个时候。
At this moment.
有谁明白亚伯兰的心？
Who would understand how Abraham felt?
有谁可以体会他的感受？
Who would be able to understand his feelings?
我告诉你。
I tell you,
历史上最少有十多个伟大的图画家画亚伯拉罕献以撒的事情。
In history, there are more than 10 famous artists that depicted this in painting.
最重要的是 Rembrandt.
The most important would be Rembrandt.
另外一个是 Caravaggio.
And Caravaggio.
你们研究过西方艺术史的，就知道我在念的是什么人。
If you know history of art, you know whom I'm referring to.
当这个 Rembrandt 要画。这个伟大的事件的时候
，When Rembrandt wanted to depict this in his painting，
他把亚伯拉罕画成一个头发很白、胡须很长的一个老人。
He depicted Abraham as an old man with long beard and white hair，
眼睛炯炯有光
，but with a spirited look in the eyes，
一个手按着以撒的下巴
，with one hand he held on to the chin of Isaac，
另外一个手把刀拿起来。
And the raised hand had the knife.
已经举到最高的地方
，at the height，
要刺下去了。
About to
突然间
slay him，
天上一个声音使他吓了一跳，这把刀就掉下来。
And suddenly the voice in the heaven astonished him, and the knife dropped off.
我告诉你
，I tell you this，
伟大的美术家
，a great artist，
都是伟大的想象家
，are often had great imagination。
伟大的美术家。
A great artist
一定是伟大的人生哲学家
，would also be a great philosopher of life。
伟大的美术家
，a great artist
都是有无穷尽的心里面的话要对后人讲解的哲学家
，has endless words from his heart like a philosopher。
我不敢轻看艺术
，so I will not despise art。
有时候在一个伟大的图画面前，在一个博物馆里面，为了看一张图，我会思想一二十分钟。
And sometimes I will think for 20 minutes before a great painting in the museum.
一个好的图画
，a good painting，
隐藏着千万句很深奥的心灵的话，要对我们讲。
Implicitly had millions of words from the heart of the artist.
What is a good art？
什么是好的美术
？Those art which convey the meaning of life。
就是能够告诉我们人生的意义的美术。
Tell us the mystery of the meaning。
来告诉我们这个意义后面的奥秘。
To connect the temporal world with the eternal planning of God。
来把暂时的世界与上帝永远的旨意相连在一起。
我发现几个图画家。
So I discover a few painters。
当他们画这个亚伯兰杀以撒的时候。
When they depict the slaying of Isaac。
他们都使以撒看不见另外一个手要做的事情。
They all depicted Isaac as not able to see the other hand.
有的就盖住他的眼睛，才来杀。
Some the eyes were covered.
那么 Rembrandt 呢？
Or Rembrandt
就把这个以撒下巴把它拉下去，使他的眼睛看别的地方，看不见这一把刀。
Because the chin was pushed backwards, so he cannot see the knife.
这是比较有人道的杀人。
It's a bit more humane.
在大自然里面。
In nature,
因为弱势强，弱如想强势。
Because of the selection, the survival of the fittest.
所以呢，这当狮子趁鹿的时候
，When a lion go after a deer,
上帝给他一个原则。
God gave him a principle.
不知道谁叫的。
I don't know who teach the lion this.
杀鹿的时候
，When the lion will kill a deer,
只有两个可能。
Two possibilities.
第一
，First one，
就是咬到后边他的。神经中枢。
The first one is to go after the nerve at the back of the neck.
Spinal cord.
At the spinal cord.
所以把它一咬的时候呢
，as he bites it,
全身的精神瘫痪。
The animal become paralyzed.
那么再咬别地方的痛就传不到脑那里去，因为中心神经给它弄断。
It's not as painful you bite other places because the nerves was broken.
换一句话说，连动物杀动物。
In other words, when animals kill each other,
他用最原始的天然办法麻醉它。
With the most primitive method, they numb the other victim.
第二个办法是什么呢
？The second method
就咬他的颈项
is to go after the throat.
先把他呼吸的气跟这个生理的微气的这个功能先切断。
And to first cut off this breathing apparatus.
你注意看哦。
So take note of this.
National Geographic 的这个 channel.
National Geographic
was a Discovery Channel.
Or the Discovery Channel.
在非洲动物吃动物的时候。
In Africa, when they depict how animals eat each other.
你都看到这两个原则。
You will see these two different principles.
不像你小的时候那么坏蛋。
Not like you when you were young.
你要杀死一只蟑螂，一根一根把它拔。
When you want to kill a cockroach, you will dissect it one by one.
你不要笑。
Laugh.
那就是残忍的军国主义的输赢。
This is a reflection of cruelty.
只有人是这样残忍的。
Only the human being is so cruel.
所以当亚伯兰杀以撒的时候
，When Abraham was about to kill Isaac，
这些伟大的美术家
，a great artist，
他们想象他先把他的眼睛遮住了
，would imagine that he first shields his eyes，
转移他的视线
，to turn him around，
然后要刺到他的心脏里面
，and then punch the knife to his
heart。这是千钧一发的时刻。
This is a very crucial moment.
这是战死跟永恒的交界点。
The point when eternity meets with the temporal world.
父亲的爱跟遵从上帝命令的这个不能爱跟顺之间不能两全，一定要做的决定。
A decision that come about because of the love of God in contrast with the command of God.
而神一直等。
And God kept waiting.
一直等。
Kept waiting.
一直等。
Kept waiting.
等到这个时刻。他才讲话。
Till the arrival of this moment, then he spoke.
很多人盼望上帝早早告诉你以后要怎么样。
Many people want God to say very early.
主啊，给我知道我以后怎么样，不要等我那个时候才知道，太苦了。
Oh Lord, tell me now what's going to happen in the future.
上帝说 No.
God will say no.
I'm waiting until the final moment to tell you something.
我只是等到最后一个关头才告诉你。
At that moment.
在那个时刻。
At that crisis.
在那个紧张的时刻。
I want you to wait.
我要你等
listen to me
来听
until that moment
直到那个时刻
上帝说住手
stop
亚伯兰
Abraham
不要杀这个孩子
do not lay a hand on the boy
你不要伤害他
do not harm him
亚伯兰这个时候听见的
and Abraham heard God
是从前听见的 完全不同的消息。
He heard a completely different message. Now,
上帝说把你的孩子给我。
God said, "Give me your son."
上帝说现在不要杀他。
But now God said, "Do not
kill him." 主啊，你到底什么意思
？Oh Lord, what exactly do you want?
你为什么出尔反尔
？Why do you go back on your word?
你这一句是诚实的，或者这一句才是真实
？So which of your command is the honest one?
你让我很难做人，很难决定。
It's difficult for me to decide.
上帝很多的旨意。
Very often the will of God
是隐藏着反合性的真理在里面
has paradoxical truth in it
所以失去的就是得做得做的就是失去
things that you lose you again things that you gain you lose
耶稣基督后来讲出来了
Jesus Christ declared this
为我保留凡是为了保留自己生命的结果都失去了
those who preserve their life for themselves will lose it finally
然后为我的缘故舍弃生命的都被保留
But Jesus said, those who lose their life for my sake will get it back.
这就是奉献的奥秘。
This is the mystery of offering.
凡为自己保留的都要失去。
You will lose all that you preserve for yourself.
凡因顺从神的旨意献上的都要保留。
But those that you give to God because you're obedient to Him will be preserved.
我们明白这个奥秘吗？
Do we understand
this mystery? 为什么我们今天不能爱主呢
Why do we not love the Lord?
为什么我们不敢做传道人呢
Why do we not dare to
be preachers? 为什么听见上帝的呼召不敢出来呢
Why do we not come out when we hear His calling?
因为我们以为
Because we presume
我们要用自己的办法才能保全自己
That we have to preserve ourselves with our own methods
我们以为
We believe
我们储蓄了很多钱才能做传道
That we have to save a lot of money to be a preacher
今天早上我来我教会讲很重的话
This morning I was very stern to my church
你们这里一方面发大财一方面念神就侍奉主的人你侍奉主的心里怎么样我不知道
I say that I do not know how you, your attitude is towards God the Lord when you study in the seminary and try to make money at the same time
我们教会几个最有钱的人去念神学然后他判断他也可以做传道人
In my church there are very rich people who study in the seminary they want to be preachers
又爱 reform 神学
They also love the reform theology
又赚得不得了
But they make tons of money
又要奉献钱
They want to give offering
但是这种是最好的
They think
教育了
this is the best arrangement.
又读神学
you study in a seminary,
又有信仰
you also have faith,
又很追求
you seek after
又能奉献
you also can offer lots of money.
我看不到圣经这样的例子啊
But I have not seen an example like this in the Bible.
主耶稣对马太说
Matthew, Jesus
来跟从我
follow me.
他就放下了税利一切一切的利益就叫空手跟随主
And Matthew followed Jesus abandoning all his benefits.
上帝主耶稣对彼得说
The Lord Jesus said to Peter,
来跟从我
Come follow me.
彼得就放下了所有的东西跟随耶稣基督
And Peter abandoned all things and followed him.
今天你们想帮助上帝
Do you want to help God today?
一面发财
Once you become
一面讲道
And you preach
讲道又奉献
And then you give offering
你就最受欢迎的传道人
You will become most welcome.
如果你是一个什么都没有的传道人
If you are a preacher that has nothing
讲道完了就拿薪水
After you preach you have a salary
教会就去干你所以很多教会的执事长的最喜欢那些一又来讲道又带钱来的人。
And so many deacons and elders welcome preachers that will bring money.
我说你们这些人去吧。
I said just go.
教会没有你们奉献还是可以维持。
The church will continue without your offering.
那你们对主的心是怎么样你自己知道。
But only you know how you are reacting to God.
讲完道以后呢
After I preach,
有一两个有钱人看到我有点不好意思。
A few of them become quite embarrassed when they meet me.
因为他知道我在讲他。
Because they knew I was talking about them.
别的教会牧师不这样讲。
Other pastors would never preach this way.
我不能让有钱人后来变成全教会的老板。
I cannot allow the rich to become the boss of the church.
我不让我的主变成有钱人的乞丐。
I will not allow my Lord to become the beggar of the rich.
你不必来帮助上帝。
You need not come and help God.
上帝要你做传道。
God may call you to be a preacher.
放下一切，你能不能？
Can you let go of all things?
You 抓住钱
You want to hold on to the money?
又不神
学 And hold on to seminary?
又要做领袖
And be the leader?
现在可怕的事情很多人敢开教会
The most frightening thing is that many people dare to start their own church.
马丁路德不敢开教会
Martin Luther did not do this.
神要他开教会
But God compelled him to.
不敢开教会
But he dare not do it.
天主就把他开除出去以后
And so after he was expelled from the Roman Catholics,
这些人要不要敬拜呢
Would they need to worship?
就要召集他们。
Because he had no choice, he gathered them.
后来变成路德会。
And the Lutherans.
啊，你知道不知道？路德一生最讨厌的名词就是路德的教会这个词。Lutheran Church.
Martin Luther hated the phrase the Lutheran Church.
加文呢，永远不准他的名字做教会。
And John Calvin never allowed his name to be used as a church name.
加文本来不要做教会。
And John Calvin did not want to start a church.
天主教把这些人赶出来了。
But the Roman Catholics expelled all these people.
那么这些人的正统地位怎样得到证明呢？
How then can they prove their orthodoxy?
因为教会之外没有救恩。
They believe that there is no salvation outside of the church.
中古 Eusebius 以后就已经定下来了。
This was said by Eusebius.
There's no salvation outside of the church.
教会外面就没有救恩。
Which one is the true church?
那哪一个才是真的教会呢？
Catholic Church is the only universal true church.
那个概念就是罗马天主教会是唯一普世性的教会。
You are excommunicated from the universal Catholic Church. You are no more legal.
所以如果你从教会被赶出来的话，你就不再是合法的。
You are even no more saved.
你连救恩都没有了。
因为在教会之外是没有救恩。
Because there's no salvation outside the church.
教文说对吗？
John Calvin said, is this right?
这句话对吗？
Is this statement correct?
我的就是因为我在教会里面吗？
Am I saved because I'm a church member?
我的就是因为有神父的手给我摸了，我就得救了吗？
Or is it because the priest laid his hand on me?
那么那些没有神父手的摸是野头啊。
What about those who do not get this anointing?
他们怎么得救的呢？
How would they be saved?
因为神父是从神父，神父从神父，神父从最先的教皇是彼得啊。
The idea is that the anointing is traced all the way to Peter.
真正的传统啊。
The true orthodoxy.
教皇神父。
John Calvin said no.
蒙拣选。
I have been called.
创世以前，上帝在基督里拣选我，所以不是教皇，不是神父。
Because I'm elected before the foundation of the world in Christ.
这种跳跃的原则
This sort of transcendence
是圣经的原则
comes from the Bible.
给犹太人说，耶稣基督是犹大支派，就不可以做祭司。
The Jews say that Jesus was from the tribe of Judah, so he cannot be a priest.
犹大支派有做君王的，没有可能做祭司。
They can be king but not priest.
那么你问犹太人
So if you ask the Jews,
那么谁才是祭司？
Then who will be the priest?
祭司一定是亚伦的后代。
They must be the descendants of Aaron.
后来到了一个时代，就是撒都的后裔。
And after a while, become the descendant of Sethu.
你不是撒都的后代。
If you are not the descendant,
你不是亚伦的后裔。
Not that of Aaron.
你不是利未支派，你怎么可以做祭司？
How can you be the priest if you are not from the tribe of Levi?
后来我们的圣经看见。
But the Bible tells us,
祭司的位分。
The office of the priest.
基督不是照着亚伦的后代的正统后裔的系统做起来的。
Jesus did not become priest based on the order of Aaron.
基督是按照麦基洗德的等次做祭司。
But by the order of Melchizedek.
连亚伦都没有生出来。
Aaron was not even born then.
亚伦跟亚伯拉罕差了400多年。
400 years was between Abraham and Aaron.
亚伯拉罕把十分之一献给至高上帝的祭司麦基洗德的时候
When Abraham offered the tithe to Melchizedek, the high priest of God,
那个时候还没有雅各
Jacob was not around,
还没有十二支派
The 12 tribes were not formed,
还没有犹大支派做王
The Judah was not around,
还没有利未支派做祭司
The tribe of Levi was not around,
亚伦在哪里
Where was Aaron?
亚伦在亚伯拉的腰中
Aaron was still not formed yet.
你不要用亚伦来捆绑耶稣基督。
And so do not constrain Jesus by this order.
不要说他不是亚伦的后代，所以不能做祭司。
And do not say he cannot be a priest because he was not the descendant of Aaron.
诗篇110篇告诉我。
The 110 Psalm says.
你是照着麦基洗德的等次做了祭司。
You are priest based on the order of Melchizedek.
这种跳跃啊。
This sort of transcendence.
加文就用在以弗所书第一章里面了。
Was used by John Calvin in Ephesians chapter 1.
怎样是真的教会呢？
How do we know whether we are the true church?
是因为神父按手吗？
Is it because of the order of the priest?
是因为这些这个主教承认吗？
Or is it because it's recognized by the bishop?
是因为在这个教会里面才正统吗？
Or in a orthodox church?
加文说，
John Calvin says,
创世以前，
before the foundation of the world,
基督里面拣选我。
God has elected me in Christ.
预定论，
so predestination,
突破了教会的捆绑。
Breaks through the constraint of the church.
他就发现了这是真教会。
He discovered this is then the true church.
无论马丁路德，
whether it's Martin Luther,
无论加文，
John Calvin,
我们都从来没有意识去违背使徒的教训，创立新的教义，不像今天那些没不负责任的，特别是灵恩派。
They did not want to just start a new church against the teaching of the apostles like
they didn't ever think of teaching the new doctrine. Other than inherit the true teachings from the heritage of the apostles. 所以呢，他们所讲的一切都是把使徒信经的要义从头介绍出来。
And so all that they preach is from the doctrines of the apostles.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters,
为什么是教会
？Why is it the church?
神从创世以前预定。
Because the church is elected before the foundation of the world. This is a solemn matter.
但是现在有一些人讲，哎，原来开教会很容易，我就租一个地方，那用一些信封，请出名的牧师来讲道，给他一些车马费，就教会所有的奉献都是我的。这不是牧师，这不是教会，这是强盗。
And some people say that I can just start a church, invite some people, pay him, and then collect the offering. This is not a church, this is a robbery.
In
Indonesia, there's lots of these sort of churches.
And
many charismatic churches there are behaving like this.
你问他钱跑到哪去?
If you ask them what happened to the money,
你问他注册在政府那里去的时候,
you ask them what happened to the registration,
主席是谁?
Who is the chairman?
财政是谁?
Who is the treasurer?
那就谁是秘书?
Who is the secretary?
你发现，哎，家庭家族所共有的教会。
You discover that then it is controlled by a family. It doesn't matter.
只要能够请有名的人到我们教会讲的，我们教会就会兴旺的嘛。
Our church will prosper if we hire some famous pastor.
我告诉你
，I tell you this.
个人是为教会，教会不是为个人。
The individual is for the church, but the church is not for the individual.
你开教会。
You start a church,
开学校,
you start a school,
开医院,
you start a hospital,
好像很爱主,
it seems that you love the Lord.
所以 profit 变成一个家庭的,
but all the profit goes to that one family.
这个不是圣经的教训,
this is not the teaching of the Bible.
我最近开始在解破这些事情,
and recently I have began to take care of this problem.
很有钱奉献的人其实背后是让整个树林的施工变成家族事业。
Many people give lots of money to the church so that their family will become prominent.
Actually, they want their family to be the owner of the church of everything spiritual.
他要他们的家庭成为教会所有属灵的东西的雇主。
这是很可怕的事情。
This is something very horrifying.
求主怜悯我们。
May the Lord have mercy on us all.
上帝说，把你最爱的，你的都是属神之给我。
God said, give me your most beloved only son.
Abraham said, 是的。
Abraham said, yes.
我给你。
I would.
然后呢，当他要杀的时候。
And as he was about to slay the boy.
上帝的使者从天上有声音说，你不可杀他。
The messenger of God called out to him.
Abraham.
Abraham, Abraham.
我知道你是敬畏上帝。
I now know you fear God.
这位讲话的人就是上帝。
This person who speaks was God.
他是必要位格的上帝。
God in second person.
以人的形象显现的耶和华。
Jehovah God coming in the flesh.
就是基督。
He is Christ.
所以他说，我只做我自己对你启示。
And so he said, I swear by myself.
所以这位是谁啊？
Who was this person?
这位是神啊。
He was God.
希伯来书告诉我们。
The book of Hebrews says.
上帝因为没有比自己更大的。
Because there is no one greater than God.
上帝就指着自己向亚伯兰启示。
And God then swear by himself to Abraham.
启示说什么呢？
For what purpose?
重述应许。
Once again the promise.
论福。
That for blessing.
我必赐大福给你。
Your descendants will be.
论子孙。
As to descendants.
我要使你的后代如同天上的星，如同海边的沙那么多。
Then your descendants will be as numerous as the stars and the sand.
不但如此，
Not only that,
万族要因你的后裔得福。
That all nations on earth will be blessed.
Blessed 什么？
Because you have obeyed me. And through your offspring, all nations on earth will be blessed.
All nations will be blessed through your offspring. 你的子孙要是万族得福，这个子孙是单数的。
And this offspring is a singular verb.
就是耶稣基督。
And that is Jesus Christ.
全世界的人。
That the whole world
要因为基督得着救恩的福气
will be blessed through Christ.
今天我要结束了。
I will.
我告诉你
I tell you.
今天我们读的这一段
，This passage we have read
是历史上只有一次
，Only happened once in history.
上帝看见人把独生子献给他。
That God has witnessed how a man would give him his only son.
然后
，And then
在新约
，In the New Testament，
我们看见只有一次。
We also see one.
上帝把独生子赐给人。
That God gave us His only Son.
你看到了没有？
Can you see this now?
人啊，
human being.
把你的独生子给我。
Give me your only Son.
我告诉你。
I tell you this.
最后真正把独生子给的。
In the end, the only person that gave us his only son
不是人把独生子给上帝
was not man but God.
因为有羔羊替代
because there was a lamb.
真正把独生子给人的
the person that really gave us the only son
上帝把耶稣基督带到世界上
was God who gave us Jesus Christ.
所以约翰说
So John says,
上帝爱世人
for God so loved the world,
大家念甚至将他的
that he gave us his only son.
That
whosoever believes in him
will
not perish but have eternal life.
请问,
My question is,
把独生子给我们的是上帝。
God was God the one who gave us his only son.
他的心情如何, 我们永远不能明
白。 We will never know how God would have felt.
但是,
However,
当他要你把你的独生子给他的时候,
when he demands your only son to him,
就要你明白。
He wants you to understand
什么叫做真正的爱
what true love is
什么叫做真正的牺牲
what is true sacrifice
什么真正的信仰
what is true faith
什么叫做真正的顺从
what is true obedience
而当你真正顺从的时候
and when you truly are obedient
神真的要你的独生子吗
will God really want your only son
没有
no
上帝说住手
God says stop
不要杀他
do not kill him
当耶稣被杀的时候
when Jesus was slaughtered
上帝没有这样讲
God did not say that
当以撒被杀的时候
But when Isaac was about to be killed,
上帝这样讲
God said it.
我请问你
My question to you is
上帝要你把你奉献给上帝
If God wants you to give yourself to him
做传道
To be a preacher
一生一世顺从他
To be obedient to him for the rest of your life
成为他的仆人
To be his servant
你愿意不愿意
Are you willing
今天晚上
This evening
你思想神的呼召
You want to call, think about the calling of God
你回应他
And respond to him.
我们低头祷告
Let us pray.